This was the scene in the Iraqi town of Haditha shortly after a roadside bomb killed a US Marine. 24 Iraqi civilians, including women and children, shot dead. It's alleged colleagues of the Marine may have run amok as revenge. Lance Corporal James Crossan, who was knocked unconscious in the blast, has now spoken out.
Seeing us get hit, just like if your friend gets hit, you're gonna get really pissed off and angry. You're gonna probably do something that doesn't need to be done.
At the Marines' camp in the United States, mixed views on what went on.
I served in Vietnam, and I realized the stress that you can get under and do some off-the-wall things, and I think that's kind of what happened. They got carried away when their buddy got killed.
Our country holds our values and our ethics up as the platinum standard for the world, and I think we're hypocrites when we allow those kinds of things to happen.
There have been claims of an attempted cover-up. The Marines initially said civilians were killed by a bomb. The military now says murder charges could follow once the investigation is complete. Andy Stenton, Reuters.
The injured are led to ambulances as chaos and confusion sets in. A blast ripped through a block of flats in Istanbul around midday. Around 14 people are said to have been injured immediately after the incident. The wounded were covered in blood as rescue workers rushed in to help. Smoke could be seen billowing from the building. Officials blame a gas leak for the explosion, but an investigation is being carried out. Cindy Martin, Reuters.
Thousands of people remain in the capital, too scared to go home. Huge queues formed at a warehouse supplying rice, and even a direct appeal from the president failed to persuade them to leave. We're going to stay in this camp, said this man, until the situation is under control. Then we can return home. 2,500 peacekeepers are now in East Timor. They're trying to secure Dili against machete-wielding youths.
I have burned the building as a revenge against those from the East who have killed and raped my family. Those who've burnt down my house.
East Timor secured independence just 4 years ago. It's one of the world's poorest countries and half its population is unemployed. The president assumed emergency powers after soldiers angry about being sacked took to the streets and clashed with police. Peacekeepers are trying to disarm all security forces, but it may be some time before the refugees feel it's safe to return home. Sonia Legg, Reuters.
Indonesia has been criticized for not doing enough to stop the spread of bird flu. Unlike neighboring Thailand and Vietnam, who undertake mass culling, Indonesia only carries out the process where the H5N1 virus has been found. The virus is now endemic and found in nearly every province. In a recent case, an 18-year-old man and his 10-year-old sister died after testing positive for bird flu. Another case saw 7 people killed in one family. Officials aren't taking any more chances. Now farmers will be thrown in jail if they refuse to surrender their poultry.
The epidemic law will be used, for example, when people refuse to cull their chickens without a clear reason, and they have clearly put the community in danger.
36 Indonesians have died from bird flu since the beginning of last year. But ministers hope the new law will prevent the death toll from rising. Cindy Martin, Reuters.
The first military officer to run the CIA in 25 years, Air Force General Michael Hayden, was publicly sworn in as director.
So help me God.
And help me God.
Congratulations.
Before this, the four-star general headed the National Security Agency. There, he oversaw the controversial domestic spying program. Now, he's expected to continue CIA reforms pushed by Congress and the president following the September 11th attacks and intelligence failures with the war in Iraq.
The president has laid out in front of us what we have to do. And as I said yesterday in the bubble when I talked to you for the first time, let's just go to work. Thank you all.
Katie Jewell, Reuters.
The battle for Mogadishu, fueled by both commercial and political motives, is seen by many Somalis as a proxy war between Islamists and Washington. The United States views Somalia as a haven for terrorism. In this latest outbreak of fighting, the Islamic Courts militia claim victory. At least six people were killed. The militia seized several positions previously held by fighters loyal to an alliance of warlords who say they've banded together to fight terrorism. Since February, over 300 people have died in fighting, among the worst seen in a lawless country that has witnessed 15 years of conflict. Andy Stenton, Reuters.
It's a welcome relief for starving Indonesians. Aid agencies say the situation in the earthquake-hit country has improved dramatically over the past 72 hours. It's partly thanks to better logistical support and more foreign aid workers arriving. But hospitals are still overwhelmed by the sheer number of casualties. More than 6,000 people are believed to have been killed in last week's earthquake. Tens of thousands more are injured. Some Indonesians, who aren't even sick, are taking shelter in medical tents as they have nothing left to return to.
I want to recover. I hope I will recover soon.
About 130,000 homes were leveled in the tremor, and now health officials worry about unhygienic conditions leading to the outbreak of disease.
We have a lack of medicine, equipment, and health workers. This is a complex issue.
The government has been criticized for doing little to stop rampant looting. But officials say the general situation is getting better and hiccups are expected in any major disaster. Cindy Martin, Reuters.
$3 million of what aid agencies call IDPs, internally displaced people, need help in Darfur. Most live on charity in squalid camps.
Here on the River Kir at the border of Darfur and southern Sudan, there are literally thousands of Dinka IDPs who are running away from the fighting in Darfur. But here in southern Sudan, they've come home to almost nothing.
14,000 aid workers are in the region trying to help, but increased violence, including carjackings and direct attacks on aid workers, have increased dramatically. The problem is so serious, the United Nations is now threatening to withdraw its aid workers. That would make an already dire situation even worse.
The malnutrition rate is high currently. In fact, we did assessment in February. The malnutrition rate was 17.9. We expect the malnutrition rate to deteriorate further because of food insecurity and the diseases.
Two Darfur rebel groups have just refused to sign a peace deal, which could have ended 3 years of bloodshed. The African Union is now considering what to do. In the meantime, the number of refugees continues to rise. They could soon have no one to care for them. Sonia Legg, Reuters.
The Football World Cup is moving closer by the day, but not all in the host country are looking forward to the sporting event. An increasing number of Germans are sick and tired of the World Cup euphoria and are trying to create alternatives. People who want to flee from the tournament have now found a new home in the German website Fußballfreie Zone, or Football Free Zone.
hear foes of the game can inform the public via links about the creation of their own football free zones around the country. More and more companies, shops, restaurants and cultural institutions are taking up the offer.
We are not expecting too much business because of this, but people are saying that they like the idea. They are telling me that they can't hear this football thing anymore. With this, they at least know there won't be any football broadcasts in here.
The initiative has meanwhile become more than just a website. They have started to copy FIFA's merchandising ideas, selling everything from pins to underwear with their symbol on it, the cross-through football. However, it will be difficult to avoid the World Cup completely, despite all their efforts. One place where you won't find a football-free zone is here in front of the German Parliament. Here they are building a replica of the Olympic Stadium, where the final of the tournament will be played on the 9th of July. This will be the heart and soul of the world of football for the month to come. William Kuhne, Reuters, Berlin.
Mark Anthony and other Latin music superstars are set to headline the Together in Concert 2006 tour, which will raise money for the Hispanic Scholarship Fund.
Anyone who comes out is going to have 3 hours of the best quality entertainment. These guys are at the top of their game. They represent their genres at the highest level.
Actress Elizabeth Taylor denied recent tabloid reports that she is gravely ill or suffering from Alzheimer's disease. Appearing on CNN's Larry King Live, the 74-year-old two-time Academy Award winner says the tabloids simply have nothing else to write about.
Because they have nothing else dirty to write about anybody else. That's all I can think of. They won't let me retire.
More details on the birth of Shiloh Novell Jolie Pitt. The daughter of Angelina and Brad was born by cesarean section over the weekend and weighed in at 7 pounds. Warner Brothers is moving the release of Superman Returns ahead by 2 days in a bid to boost ticket sales over the U.S. 4th of July holiday. First-run movies typically debut in theaters on Fridays, but studios have recently opened movies on the Wednesday ahead of the holiday to take advantage of the hype. In Los Angeles, this is Natalie Rotman for Reuters.